At fairs and small markets around the world, people make a living with thousands of small businesses, such as selling roasted nuts.
We have almonds, pecans, and cashews.
As he tends to his roasted nut machine, this vendor says that his business requires good timing and professional skill.
Well, you have to learn how to deal with people, of course, but first you need to know how to care for the nuts, get them roasted, and timing is extremely important to them. In fact, I'm watching these and I need to attend to them right now or I'll lose the whole batch.
Timing is also essential for communities. This is proving a painful lesson for the world community, which has lost precious time in helping Africa with the HIV/AIDS pandemic. In Zimbabwe, for instance, poverty, high rates of infection, and lack of affordable treatment have dropped life expectancy from 56 in the 1970s down to only 33 years today. The loss of people in the prime of their lives has made countries such as Zimbabwe vulnerable to social unrest, and the deaths have left millions of children without parents to look after them. The United Nations predicts that within the next decade, 20 million children in sub-Saharan Africa will have lost both their parents to AIDS-related illness.
This is the reality. You have child-headed families. Now you're going to have child-headed businesses. And we are creating that out of those children.
Constance Shikete works for a banking group in Zimbabwe that believes there's an urgent need to help the nation's children. Her division of Kingdom Financial Holdings focuses on business development assistance. Ms. Shikete says her group gives small loans to families in which one parent has already died from an AIDS-related illness and the other is showing symptoms of disease.
A family, it's almost breaking apart. Nothing is happening. And it's amazing what even a $40 loan equivalent does. You almost feel you've made a difference. It changes their whole life. They're able to keep the children, to take them to school, to feed them. It's a stress reliever.
Relieving that stress and concern extends the lives of parents, according to Miriam Dow, a financial expert from Ivory Coast.
You give them dignity, and this is very important for someone to survive. They feel that I'm still a human being, and they can grant me, you know, loan.
Sometimes these loans and other interventions come early enough for surviving parents to build up a business to provide an ongoing source of income for the children. Unfortunately, both parents frequently die before this can happen, which is why Ms. Shikete says her banking group is taking on a more active role, directly helping kids.
It's a sad reality. We've got a typical family that we have adopted, you know, like as a financial services group. Initially, we started off paying school fees for them. There's three of them. The oldest is 17 or so.
After the trio's parents died, Ms. Shikete says that an aunt cared for the children, while Kingdom Financial assisted with small loans, such as for school fees. Then the aunt became too ill to care for the kids, so Kingdom Financial officials decided to take a new step and help the children grow a business in the same way they often help adults.
The first thing was to move in and just to see their natural inclination. What is it that moves them? Where do the passions lie?
When Kingdom Financial approached the children, Ms. Shikete says they got a welcome surprise. The kids, on their own, had started a small business that is popular at fairs and markets around the world.
They were selling roasted nuts. They come, they roast the nuts, and they sell. And you know, that keeps them going.
With a business already going, the bank provided loans and helped the children identify equipment to improve the efficiency of their nut roasting enterprise. It found them business mentors and technical training as well. Ms. Shikete says the bank also connected the 17-year-old with social workers trained in HIV prevention.
We've also had to go out and look for you know, like specialists in AIDS counseling. This is a girl. Chances are she herself might even be, you know, infected if she doesn't get the necessary backup.
Constance Shikete says the goal of all these interventions is to allow the children to grow up with the skills not only to help themselves, but the economic health of Africa.
We are actually creating business people out of them. It's a very life, you know, touching experience. But, you know, there are a lot of child-headed families out there where we can make a difference.
Ms. Shikete says she hopes that other organizations will learn from her bank's example in their efforts to make a difference for children who've lost their parents to AIDS-related illnesses. For the Voice of America, I'm Shelley Schlender.